For City News at 2 o'clock, I'm Lily Wallen. An independent inquiry has found that Russian President Vladimir Putin is responsible for the death of Dawn Sturgis, who sprayed herself with a chemical weapon disguised as perfume. The report concluded the Russian president must have approved the attack on ex-spy Sergei Skripal, who the poison intended to kill. Dawn Sturgis's father, Stan, has expressed disappointment at the lack of recommendations in the report, saying there must be reflection and change.
We can have Dawn back now. She's been public for 7 years. We can finally put her to peace.
Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper has summoned the Russian ambassador to account for these findings. Hundreds of UK moderators have left TikTok, despite the app telling MPs cuts are still just proposals. Whistleblowers warn users are at risk of a lapse in safety standards, as 400 staff members have agreed to leave.
We felt like we were part of something big, and then at the end of the day, we're the first ones to be replaced by AI or by people in other countries.
The number of people in the UK being hospitalised by flu is 56% higher than this time last year. NHS bosses are worried that this record level will create a winter crisis. Matthew Taylor from the NHS Confederation made comment today.
Please do use all the ways that you can get information and get a response and get care that don't involve going to the emergency department.
And it's been a record-breaking day of cricket, with England's Joe Root scoring over 100 runs in one innings, getting his first century. England, who were 1-0 down in the series, closed the first day of the second Ashes test on 325-9 in Brisbane. Later today, London will see the annual lighting of the Trafalgar Square Christmas tree. This is the 79th year that Norway has gifted the capital a tree, and the ceremony will be attended by the Mayor of Oslo. We'll be live from central London at 4 p.m. That's the latest from City News.
This is City News.